Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Where Portslade crew, we are very lucky to have Mr. Jules von Hepp with us today.
Yeah.
Because what time? So it's now 3:15. What time did you land from Australia?
I landed at 12 noon.
12 noon. So 3 hours ago. And you left when I spoke to you.
We had a call.
We had a call on Wednesday morning, but it was Tuesday night UK time.
Oh, so confusing.
Oh my God.
It?
And now here we are on Thursday and you're here, but you were setting off just after. Oh, it's too much.
Oh my God.
It's too much.
So, yes, Portslade crew, I had a very quick trip to Australia and I will be posting.
Blink and you'll miss him.
I will be posting about it on my Instagram. If you haven't seen the post, the main reason why I went, I cannot string a sentence together.
You're doing very well, darling. I mean, what a trooper. I was like, Jules, the podcast, are you sure? You were like, I'm fine.
Well,
I did bring you an iced finger to try and give you a lift.
I had two fingers of yours, thanks.
Yeah, and you can keep the last one. You need it more than I do.
But on a 12-hour time zone difference, a Skype podcast just didn't feel right. And if we could make it work, I was like, I'll make it work. But you will have seen that I hosted and was being interviewed in front of 350 people from Mecca, an amazing conference, an amazing opportunity. And Sarah, I had an absolutely awful sartorial error.
Oh no. For those who don't know, because I didn't know what Mecca was before you explained, it's a huge beauty
Mecca
sales
is,
shop, is it? Is it
Mecca
a shop?
Mecca is the beauty retailer of Australia.
Right.
And Isle of Paradise sell in Mecca. The staff at Mecca call Isle of Paradise Isle.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
I kept thinking they were talking about someone called Eileen. I got very confused. I was like, who is this Isle? No, it's
so
Isle of Paradise.
You were about to go on, 350 people, everyone's waving things, cheering. You're going to sit on stage and talk to them.
Yeah, so just before I went on, I was like, I'll just go to the bathroom, freshen up. Looked in front of the mirror and I was like, oh, I know what I can do. So my shirt tucked into my trousers. I was like, for some reason, I was like, I'm going to tuck this into my underwear and it'll stay put so that when I lift my hands in the air, it won't untuck.
Yeah.
I was like, it's quite Strictly. That's what they do on Strictly. It's all tightly done.
Yeah.
So anyway, on stage I go, etc., etc. Then I realise, as I start seeing the videos come through that I've been tagged in, that my trousers still move down so everybody could see that I've tucked my shirt into my Calvin's.
So there's a top layer of
there's
pants.
There's a top layer of pants sticking
out. Sure.
And there's so many videos of me walking up and down the crowds, like putting hands in the air, having a little dance, and my Calvin's are sticking out.
Could it not have been like part of the shirt? Did it say Calvin? Could
it
you see the print?
Calvin Klein.
You could see the print. It wasn't just peeping over.
No, it's like really
obvious.
And no one said anything.
Nobody noticed.
And then all the videos came through and I was like, Oh my God. I've never tucked my shirt into my pants in my life. And I'm never going to do it again. But one of the biggest puppets of my career. That happens. And then when I got back to the dressing room, I noticed I had a crisp in my beard.
Oh.
I hadn't had a crisp until like half an hour before I went on stage.
Oh, I hate that.
I was like, how long has that been there for?
And nobody tells you. That's it. I often get something stuck in my teeth because I'm very toothy. And sometimes it'll be there and it might be, you know, a little bit of parsley or something. And I'll struggle to remember when I ate that.
Oh my gosh. The day took another turn.
Sure.
So after the Mecca conference.
After Pantgate.
Oh my God. I then went and met a friend for a quick celebration wine. We had 45 minutes together and then I had dinner with the Mecca team, which was lovely. And then I, at this point, had, I'd say, like a legful of rosé and wine and shardy.
Yes.
I then had to go to the airport to get my flight.
Horrible. That journey to the airport must have been very sobering.
I was typing my Instagram caption in that journey, but like I knew that I'd had wine because it took me ages to type the caption and to keep deleting things.
Were you doing that in the car? Were you in a car? In a car, a bit drunk, typing on your phone.
No,
I would be sober, sick as a dog.
Sober, I'd be sick as a dog. Drunk, no.
Oh really?
No, nothing.
Something about something just caught you, your equilibrium, and it's just perfect.
It balances it all out. So anyway, I then get to the part where I have to check it. And I put my bags on and I was like, I've got it. I knew that I'd be overweight.
Mm.
And I was
all
like,
that rosé.
Mm. And then I was like, okay, I just need to sweet talk this girl on the desk.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, don't worry about the bags. Let's check it through.
Yeah.
She said, well, you are a little bit overweight, but don't worry. And I said, oh, have I got time to just change out of this outfit because I don't want to fly in it? Like, I couldn't be flying. I was wearing like a Cuban heel. I don't want to be getting on a plane in a Cuban heel.
Why did you not get changed before you went to the check-in?
I didn't
desk?
Want anyone to see me get changed. It's not chic.
Okay.
Into my. Right. I wanted to leave my work in my work outfit.
Okay, yes. No, I meant when you arrived at the airport. Where was where?
Because I was running
changed?
A little bit late.
Sure, got it. Okay, I've got it all. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't know if I had time to change. And then she was like, no change. So I took all my stuff to the disabled loo, changed in the disabled loo. This is the real glamour of it all.
Yeah.
Then, and I had a full face of makeup on. We'll get onto that. And then went back and the staff had changed shifts.
No!
Awful experience. They weighed everything, including my hand luggage.
Oh my God.
Made me put clothes on to take my hand luggage down. It was just one of those awful Jobsworth people.
Yeah.
He was like, you're still really over. It's, I think it was $100 per kilo.
Oh my God.
Sarah, I had to throw my spray tan gun away. And my extractor fan. He wouldn't let me on. He saw an extractor fan, which is part of my spray tan kit.
Yeah.
He was like, what's that? You can't take that on the flight. That's a piece of machinery. We can't have that going on.
Is that? Have you taken it on a flight before?
I've flown around the world with it.
Oh my God. And what a waste as well to throw that away. What a terrible waste in this climate, in this day and age.
Well, and I made that very known.
Oh, good. Yes, good.
I definitely assumed Sarah Powell in Leon mode. And like taking my bag off the belt, I just threw it on the floor. Threw it on the floor and turned to the queue behind her. I was like, don't go with this guy. He's awful.
Stay well clear of this. Oh, love. What a horrible way to end things.
I know. And I do feel bad because I phoned Dutch as I was getting on the flight. And I was like, you won't believe what's happened to me. Everyone's looking. So I sit down and order a Chardonnay.
That was like me and Lee and I didn't care who saw. You do get past that point, you're like, look on.
It really was.
Stare if you want to.
But I have got to give a massive shout out. There's so many Port Salut crew in Australia.
Down under.
Port Salut crew, I am sorry that I didn't do meetups.
There was no time.
The Port Salut crew that I did meet who were like working at Mecca or were like, if I was in store, would be like, just so you know, I'm Port Salut crew. I was like, yes!
That is really mafia,
but then
isn't it?
I had a really lovely Port Salut crew moment.
Say cheese board twice and we'll get you out of here. Yeah.
Gouda, go, emergency word. I needed an assistant when I was in Sydney, and I'd been messaging a lovely girl called Elle on Instagram, and she wanted to assist me. So she came up from Melbourne to Sydney. An amazing assistant, had the best time with her. And then at the end, she was like, oh, I'm Portslade crew.
Oh,
it was such a great experience. And then she came and did my makeup for the Mecca conference. And I'm going to post about this, but her family had actually been affected by the fires in Australia. Right. And she, meeting somebody firsthand and listening to everything that's happened in Australia was really eye-opening, and I feel really blessed to have had that experience. And it's really sad that anyone, but also someone in our beloved Portslade crew, has had to go through something like that. So if you are up for doing Melbourne meetups, because Elle said, oh, she'd love to do one, but she's a bit nervous, get chatting in the Facebook group and please meet up and help each other out and spread that joy, because every time I meet Portslade crew in Australia or wherever in the world, it's always the same amazing, gorgeous person.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep bringing that community together.
Absolutely. Melbourne meetup. I mean, there's alliteration. It's perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah. So definitely get on that. That's so lovely.
How have you been?
Oh my gosh. I've got to update you. Well, the first thing I wanted to tell you was that on the way here, I got to the station, right? And there was this lovely music. Lovely, beautiful violin being played.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. This is
lovely.
I came out, there was a bloke there playing the violin, and I was like, oh my god, how lovely. Looked closer, it was all on tape. He had four fingers, he was playing one note. I thought, I'll save my 50 pence. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my god, look at him playing. Literally, he was just holding it like a fist.
Was it just playing Vanessa line. May's greatest hits or something?
It was all on tape. But we've had a bit of drama because, do you remember I mentioned to you last week that I'd been throwing old toast and bits of pastries and things like that for the blackbirds?
Yes, and I'd flagged concern.
Yeah, so you were right to be, you were right to be concerned.
What have you attracted?
I threw two old bits of toast that were just too far gone. They were just too burnt. And I was like, I'm worth re-toasting two pieces. Tossed them onto the flat roof. Anyway, woke up the next morning.
On the roof,
right? I was like, what the hell's going on up there? Went out. More pigeons than Trafalgar Square.
Word spread.
Word had gone out. And I'd, of course...
Someone's dossing out unwanted seeded batch.
Of course, I'd imagined the little blackbirds swooping down to feed their young. Me watching on like a modern-day Julie Andrews, right? But no, suddenly, this infestation of... I had to get the mop and bang on the ceiling. That got rid of them.
Yeah, and the paint.
And then the piece of toast that they've been scrapping over fell into the garden. I mean, you know, I use the word garden very loosely. Yeah. Yard at best.
Bijou.
Yeah. That fell in, and a few of them were sort of eyeing it up. And so I got out there and tossed it. I tossed it over the neighbour's wall. I was like, they can have it
Spread
now.
Spread the misery.
Move on. So unfortunately, yes, I think I might have to rethink all of that.
Speaking of scenes in the garden, I'll show you what's happened outside.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dutch has clearly slung the leftover washing powder from the box just out of our back door and thought nothing of it.
Why would you do that?
I know, I looked out and I was like, what the hell's happened here?
What do you mean? Why would you...
So you know the bottom of the box? Yeah. He's obviously like, he wanted to recycle the box and he's obviously not thought it through.
Why don't you put it in the drawer?
Exactly. Or down the sink.
Yeah, the garden. Throw it out. That's it. disappeared like crumbs. And that's very funny.
It's madness.
Oh, there's funny things that go on when you're away, isn't it? What you come back to find.
I was saying, Sarah, I've been going around the house to see what he's been up to, which plates have been used, what glass. I can tell he's had a glass of wine on his own because he's got his wine glass out. He's also been having some sort of miniature cake thing, so the cake plate's out. Now I know what you've been up to.
Pictures from Dutch. Now, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Let's.
So we've had a lovely little postcard here. I love that picture.
It's gorgeous.
Look at that. That's three nanas having a cup of tea. I think that's a candle. And just having a chat.
It is a candle.
It's having a chat round there. So this is from the Manchester Art Gallery. And the piece is called Les Girls.
Les Girls.
Les Girls. This is from lovely Alice. Thank you so much, Alice. And she's written the date at the top, which was 02/02/2020. Fun.
No, it's fun. I actually wrote that date on that day and I remember thinking, fun.
It's a palindrome date. It's the same one way as it is the other way. You can reverse it.
Palindrome.
Very rare. Very, very rare. And she's put second class stamp, nicked from work.
Very good.
Very, very good. Hello, Jules and Sarah. I went to an exhibition about hot drinks, which had all sorts of tea and coffee paraphernalia. The dream. This painting instantly made me think of you two and the Port Salut crew. Old Biddy gabbing over a brew. Lots of love. Alice, P.S. Please do a Manchester Live again soon. And she's put quite a few exclamation marks in this postcard, which she's done in purple and put, I love an exclamation mark, clearly. Alice, that's fantastic.
Oh,
I'm going to put that up. I'm actually going to put that up at home. I love that.
It's perfect.
Alice, thank you.
This one has come from TouchNote. You remember when we always think TouchNote and people were posting from Guernsey?
But it's just where the company is.
TouchNote, if you're not aware, this isn't paid for, should be.
Yeah.
Is an amazing app that you can upload photos and then send cards. Yeah. Every time I go away, I send Dutch TouchNote postcards.
So nice.
I like to think it's just to keep him in check.
Yeah, I'm watching. Up to it,
yeah, if someone else is here, they'll be like, who's this? And they'll be like, oh, the love of my life. This is so good. It's Bryn from Gavin and Stacey. It says, which Bryn are you today? I'm a solid 9.
Let's have a look. I'm going to be a 4 with a Christmas hat on.
Fair enough.
They're inquisitive with a Christmas hat.
Also, Uncle Bryn from Gavin and Stacey, I have a lot of similarities with. Dear Jules, shall I do it in Welsh? Yeah. Dear Jules and... No, I'm too tired. Dear Jules and Sarah, you are both absolute joys. I'm halfway through a doctorate, training to be a child psychologist, and the essays and constant pressure can feel pretty intense sometimes. Your podcast always brings me happiness. It reminds me to see the funny and joyful side of life, even in the midst of thesis panicking, because it is always there.
Yeah.
I listen to your podcast on my commute, and lately my phone has been doing a very annoying thing where it suddenly skips through an episode and randomly plays another one. I was just listening to Sarah launching into a story about June when it suddenly skipped to a news from the north about a nudist beach. Oh, that is a journey. I hadn't realised and thought June had become a naturist.
What a thing.
Love to you both and keep being your glorious selves. Caitlin.
Caitlin, what a lovely note, and good luck, darling. Best of luck. Yes. Oh, look at that.
So lovely.
So lovely. And we adore you getting in touch. Please do write to us. We shall give out the address at the end. And in the meantime, I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
And please do slide into those DMs. Gosh, we love it when you do. How in all of this are Sheila and Ken?
Well, I've actually not had a chance to catch up with them properly. We haven't spoken on the phone.
Are they well? Are they all right?
They're well. They actually got spotted by Port Salut crew.
Incredible.
In Edinburgh.
Good. What were they doing in Edinburgh?
Well, they'd gone for a little weekend away, a little jaunt with their friends.
They're always jolly holidaying.
And Dutch spotted it in the Facebook group that somebody had gone, I swear I've just seen Ken in Edinburgh.
So they didn't go over?
No.
Just seen from afar.
I mean, Ken now thinks he's bloody George Clooney.
I mean, as and when Ken gets recognised, we'll never hear the end of it.
I don't know who it was that sat next to Ken at one of the lives that we did.
Mm.
And they wrote in, I think they Instagrammed it, and they were like, oh my God, Ken sat next to me. He's such a babe. But Ken...
Imagine Sheila. No pictures, please. No pictures.
Well, do you remember Ken's tour of Hull?
Who could forget? Didn't he end up at Pride?
No, that was a different time when Ken ended up at Gay Pride Hull. But you know when he took all his friends to show them the sights of Hull and did a walking tour around Hull?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he did.
No, the Gay Pride's really... really the memory that I've got.
Well, now he's taking everyone to Leeds.
Oh, I want to come. This would be great. You should be charging
for this.
Well,
this is what I said to Ken. I was like, Ken, I could probably get this as sell out.
Yeah, yeah. Could probably get you a drink sponsor if you're interested, Ken.
But then we were laughing because I was like, what are you going to take them to? Because Leeds is like amazing, but Ken's knowledge of Leeds will be very Ken and being a teenager in Leeds and Ken's haunts. And I was like, are you
going
to take them?
Imagine him going, oh, no, it was here. Oh, no. Oh, look, it's a car park now for Morrison's. Oh, it was great here.
This is Chopman. I said, what are you going to take them to? Wakefield to sit on a boozy Santa's knee? That's what we used to do. Santa always stunk of booze and fags. It was always really like, ugh. It was in a gazebo in a shopping centre. It wasn't even in a grotto.
No. Gazebo.
It's a garden gazebo with a bit of tinsel.
Well, I'm sure they'll have a lovely time.
I was like, make sure you take them to some classy places, Dad. Yeah.
Well, you know where he should take them, and he must. The Ivy Brasserie.
Oh, yeah, because he reviewed the Manchester one,
didn't
he?
Oh, yeah. Who could forget the two-word review?
Absolutely fantastic.
It said it all, didn't it?
How is gorgeous, wonderful June. I really missed June.
Oh, my gosh. I know. June was in London. June came down for London last week.
She's always up and down.
She came down. She said a policeman winked at her.
Really? Yeah. I'm just imagining that scene.
She said he winked at her in the station. She did look very good. She looked really well.
What did she do back?
I don't know, actually. I didn't say. I think
flashed
she just
something.
Yeah, just flashed an ankle.
Was she in that Burberry Mac?
a little fingers in the eye. Woo! Officer. Yeah, she came down. She came down to see Felix, mainly. So we all went and had dinner at my sister's house. Mum was like, I'll cook. And so she was making a curry. And she said, I'll make a veggie curry because Lorna and Alex don't eat much meat. Anyway, she was like, I need some cheese. I need to buy the panier. The panier cheese. I need to get some panier cheese. I said, do you mean paneer? She said, oh, yes, that's it. But in the end, she couldn't add it. She couldn't find any, so we just got halloumi.
Paneer is a bit stressful to cook with.
Yeah, it
I've
is.
Got myself in a right mess with paneer
We've
before.
We've all been there with paneer. Halloumi is the safer option.
It is safer.
It's the safer option.
But paneer, if you do it right, does deliver.
I'd have it out. That's the best way to have paneer served. It's better to be served to you than by you.
I thought I had been given paneer on my flight and I was really excited. It was blinking butternut squash.
Oh,
that burned the roof of my mouth. I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh my gosh, it never ends. I couldn't believe this Portslade crew. Jules was saying that apparently quite a popular veggie sandwich for a flight is courgette.
Yeah, zucchini sandwich.
So this is with cream cheese, isn't it?
With cream cheese, yeah.
I'm just shocked.
Thin bands of courgette. It's very gassy on a flight. It's
I've never
an absolute
heard of
nightmare.
It sounds awful. But she had to bring June had to bring the rest of the bits for the curry. She was just buying the panier here. But
she always brings ingredients down.
God, she
makes a rod
down.
For her own
she
bag.
She bought her own garlic. She bought half a lemon.
You can't get that
lemon.
Down here,
no,
can
no,
you?
London's terrible. She bought her spices. She bought
her spices.
She bought a little spices and everything.
Speaks
she bought
volumes
it all
of
down.
Lorna's kitchen, that. No garam masala at Lorna's.
That's it. But she was a bit tired because she'd had a very, 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 very late night with the church lot who had all done a trip to see Little Women. Well,
I thought you were going to say Little Mix.
No, they've been to see the film Little Women. Now, June is not a fan of Little Women. At all. She's not interested, really. She doesn't like the story. She said not even Meryl Streep.
June is a little woman. You'd think it'd be on brand.
Do you know what I mean? But apparently not. She's not interested. Also, she did want me to tell you, as a side note, she's very into a silk scarf around the neck. You know, you were asking about a neckerchief. She said she wore one to orchestra practice. And it was great the other week. It's because she gets very drafty, very necky, you know. Anyway, she went to see Little Women and she said it didn't start till 8:50. Very, very late for going to see Little Women. And she said, on the way home, she had to drop everybody off, so she didn't get back till 11:30. And she had to go and see Little Women that she didn't even want to see. So she was very, very tired coming down. What a drama.
A foul mood. Lugging all those spices down with her.
Clinking.
Especially with the Le Creuset.
Oh, my gosh. Will we do news from the north?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to read you this, and it's not really a news from the north. I did find one about a fountain on a roundabout. But this... This honestly just felt so much better to read because I was looking for a good restaurant review. This comes from Bored Panda.
Okay, yeah, we love Bored Panda.
Oh my God.
Bored Panda's sensational.
For small businesses these days, it's all about the customer reviews. It doesn't matter how slick of a marketing campaign you have, how much you invest in advertising and hosting grand events, it can all come hideously undone with a couple of unhappy customers who decide to tell the world about it.
Absolutely.
However, it needn't be the end of the world. Sometimes, if the negative feedback is genuine, a humble apology and a promise to fix the issue can show honesty and willingness to listen that many potential customers can appreciate.
Yep, yep.
Alternatively, if the complaint is malicious and false, a witty comeback and a withering response can also win fans. You might even go viral and get a ton of free exposure. Mm. So here is here is a review for a restaurant in America.
Okay.
1 star.
Oh dear.
Don't go. The mussels were rubbery, the scallops were hard and overcooked, and the linguine was inedible and coated in hot sauce. I like heat, but this was all heat and no flavour.
Oh dear.
The worst part, however, was the fact that we waited 60 minutes just for an appetizer of French fries, open brackets, which was the only good part of the meal, close brackets.
And chips just for a starter.
It is America. And 90 minutes for the entrees. I think our waitress simply forgot to put in our order. I remember when this place was Martine's many years ago. What a shame. It was either an off day or these others were paid Yelp reviews. But what we experienced was an establishment ready for kitchen nightmares. Oh. Since we couldn't eat what we ordered, I'm going to take my family home and feed them now. Sigh. The response is absolutely amazing.
Let's have it.
And this one comes from the business owner.
Okay, great.
Jeremy. Something seemed very wrong about this review, so I consulted my staff, checked our security cameras and our point of sale system in an attempt to correlate your story. We discovered that your account of events, as described above, is a complete fabrication.
Oh dear!
In other words, the whole thing is a lie.
Oh my gosh!
We have clever video footage of you with your family with timestamps, as well as timestamps on all orders, checks from your table. You were at the Salt House for a total of 80 minutes. You sat down at 2:18 in the afternoon and you left at 3:28. Your claims of 60-minute waits for appetizers and 90-minute waits for main courses is not true, and I'm going to call you out. Furthermore, we have never once had a complaint about our scallops or the seafood pasta in nearly 8 months we've been serving those dishes. Not one. However, because you were unhappy, for whatever reason, we removed the entrees from your bill after you had consumed them, I might add.
Mm.
Please note, the description of the seafood linguine on the menu contains red pepper as an ingredient. This is what actually happened according to the stamped security footage and sales records. Table 8, patio, 4 guests. At 18 minutes past 2, Jeremy and family sit down at the table. At 19 minutes past 2, Michelle brings the menus. At 19 minutes past 2, the waiter and utensils arrive. Again, at 19 past 2, Michelle takes the orders. 28 minutes past 2, order prints in kitchen. 58 minutes past 2, appetizer arrives, mussels and fries, which are devoured within a couple of minutes. Good for them. Entrees arrive at 3:15. 3:30, the bill is printed and signed. 3:30 again, Jeremy and family leave. And 20 to 4, Jeremy posts fraudulent review on Yelp. For those taking the time to read this reply, I would also like to point out that not only is Jeremy a liar and someone that likes to eat food, he and his family ordered and then got it taken off the bill. He also left no tip for his server, who had been waiting for him for 80 minutes. We take our service and food preparation very seriously. We go to lengths to attend the needs of our customers and offer the best possible dining experience. We are always open to honest, constructive criticism, and we are always striving to improve. Your review, however, is a total sham, and you should be ashamed of yourself, for no other reason than setting a decent example to your children.
Oh my gosh!
I enjoyed this whole story so much.
I feel bad because I left a review this morning. We spoke about this.
We did speak about this. And remember, Sarah, this is a safe space.
I know. Well, this morning, so I had a nightmare with my printer this morning that I haven't told you what happened in the end of it. If you've seen my Instagram stories, you may well know this. So this morning, the printer wasn't plugged in and I really needed it. And I was like, there's a part missing. Something's happened, right? So in the end, I called the printers at the end of the road and I was like, I've got something very, very urgent that needs to be printed. Can I come in now? And she said, yes. So I left the house and walked.
What were you wearing?
Oh, like I was dressed because I had to go. I was doing like a webinar thing.
Oh, right.
So I was all ready. I was ready to webinar. Had very strange footwear on though. So you are right to ask. Got down there. And it was completely locked up with a sign that said, be back in 5 minutes.
Oh, what inconvenient.
I was livid. So I instantly left a furious review on Google Reviews, which I feel quite bad about now. So I may have to take it down because I do like to go in there. Especially for sending tea towels. It's all very useful.
Yeah, maybe take it down.
Yeah,
though.
I might take it down. But I can't find it anyway now. So God knows what's happened. It turns out that where I needed to plug in the printer, it was like behind a little flap. So I was like... I thought the whole thing. I accused John. I accused the girls. I was like, why would somebody unplug the printer and take this part away with them? But they hadn't. It was just that I hadn't found the right place to plug it in.
There's so many things going through my brain.
My news from the north comes from the Knutsford Guardian. Bright and Beautiful expands into Wilmslow. After 10 years of running a successful and award-winning domestic cleaning franchise, Faye Roddy of Bright and Beautiful Altrincham has expanded further with the acquisition of Wilmslow, delivering more than 200 home cleans every month in and around Cheshire. Faye has taken over the reins of the Wilmslow franchise and gained a new team of 15 professional housekeepers, along with the development of a new customer service team, providing eco-friendly cleaning, tidying, laundry and ironing services. Faye says, I am really excited to expand our services to Wilmslow. We are committed to creating more local employment opportunities and building on our existing and experienced team. I hope to grow this business to that same level of success that I achieved with Altrincham and to help other local men and women earn a good salary and enjoy a great working environment. When you consider the demands of our busy society and hear the feedback from our existing customers, you realise that help around the home with domestic cleaning is a necessity. Necessity for lots of families and also for me and you.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And
she's
that's
expanding.
It's short and sweet. She's on her way. Faye's coming.
Good for you, yeah. Faye. You
she
do you, hun.
Had some cleaners, nothing to do with Faye, nothing to do with Bright and Beautiful, years ago, and things went missing. Just little things, a few eyeshadows here and there, and a few Game Boy games. You remember the Game Boy game? A couple of those went missing. And then it was only 6 months later that they realised two crates of red wine had gone out of the cellar. I still think it may well have been drunk and forgotten about. But June's adamant it was the cleaners.
Is it one of June's orchestra parties?
Yeah. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Lol, with jet lag, this will be really fun.
So I came up with this on the way because I was eating a smoked salmon and cream cheese sandwich.
Which you brought half of into the house.
No, I ate the other half here. I didn't want to eat it on the tube.
Oh, I can't bear eating on the tube.
I know, I thought of you. Jules, would you rather have too much smoked salmon or too much cream cheese on a smoked salmon cream cheese bagel?
God, this is tough.
I know it is, isn't it? Too much of the smoked salmon or too much of the cream cheese? And I'd like to just say...
I'm interested to know what you are going to pick
as
well.
Oh, God, I'm all over the shop with it. But when I went to Melbourne, Which ties in nicely to your little Australia trip.
It does tie in beautifully.
I had a smoked salmon cream cheese bagel and he was making it in the sandwich shop, the deli, if you will. And he said, a question that I've never been asked before or since, do you want small, medium or lots of cream cheese? Do you want a little bit, a medium or a lot? I've never been asked that before in my life.
I wonder if they do that in New York. I don't eat bagels. They always make me feel really heavy. I'm always like, whoa.
They're a real cornerstone of my diet.
I'll probably have like 4 bagels a year.
Sure.
It's my bagel quota.
Yeah.
But I think I would much rather have loads of cream cheese.
Would you?
Smoked salmon, it's touch and go for me with smoked salmon.
Is it at the best of times?
Well, people in the airport today were eating loads of smoked salmon, like really piling the plates high. I was like,
free. If it's out on a buffet, it's one of the first things to go. People really fill their boots.
Well, I'm funny about fish. I need to know where it's come from.
Yeah.
If you think I'm eating fish on a flight, you got another thing coming.
Fish shouldn't be flying.
No, it should not be up there.
I think I'd go for cream cheese as well, because I think you can always remove cream cheese, an excess of cream cheese.
I love cream cheese.
Do you?
I absolutely.
If it got too much, though, do you know what I mean? You could squeeze it and then wipe round a little bit to remove.
Cream cheese on top of melted butter on toast.
I can't believe. I can't believe you've even said it.
You proper gipped then. Sarah proper gipped.
It's giving me the ick.
With
John puts
pepper.
It on. John puts butter, cream cheese, like on a thing.
Too mixy for you.
Oh, God. Too mixy by far. It's the grease coming. No,
then
it's giving me the ick.
Capers on top.
Well, yeah, but we're just without the butter.
Can I just say, actually, I had a... my friend Grace made the most incredible dressing to go on top of salmon in Australia. And it was olives, capers, currants, pine nuts, but it was very Sarah Powell.
Was it?
Yeah, I've got the book here, Ottolenghi Simple.
I'd be very interested
in
that.
I'll find it for you.
Very interested.
It screamed Sarah Powell.
From the plate.
No, Sarah Powell.
Portslade crew, we adore you for listening. And I just want to give a little round of applause to our darling Jules for doing
that.
You've made it through, darling. You've done so well. So well, darling.
No one can say I'm not committed.
Well. No one could ever say that. We adore you for listening. Please write to us and send us lovely things. The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
PO Box
6674
London
W59GH.
And just to say, I know I got ahead of myself, just to say, you know, it is my birthday next Friday on the podcast. Just to,
Valentine's.
Just to flag that, just in case you were thinking of popping a little bit of something in the post. Why not?
30 again, is it?
Absolutely. We adore you for listening. We do always finish on Jules' word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I'm going to be really honest. I haven't thought of one. But I really liked the word that you said for the date that goes the other way around. What's it called?
A palindrome.
There we go.
Yeah, good.
Perfect.
We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.